Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. No, I'm not. He's away today. I'm Celeste Headlee. I'm here with Catherine Lanford. Hey. So the Cash for Clunkers program has been a runaway success, and one of the best sellers among people who are taking advantage of the program is the Ford Focus. Also up there is the Ford Escape. So Ford announced yesterday it's going to boost production of those two models. Shares of Ford closed Thursday with a 2.6% rise, supposedly on that news. It all sounds very promising. And to let us know how promising it is George Pippas. He's Ford Motor Company's top U.S. sales analyst. So George, August is always a very good month. Usually the best month of the year for auto sales anyway. Plus, we have this Cash for Clunkers deal going on. Is it too soon to boost production of these models? Is sales going to drop off when all this goes away?
Well, two very good questions, Celeste. Thanks for having me on. We need to boost production in order to replenish the inventories that have been drawn down to historic low levels in July and August. So this is partly about trying to boost the supply of fuel-efficient vehicles in the near term so that we can satisfy demand while the Clunkers program is still on, but it's also to replenish supplies of these fuel-efficient vehicles going forward and as we head into 2010.
So is this a temporary boost in production till you find out what the real demand is?
Well, we take it a step at a time, for sure. We've increased production every quarter this year. In the first quarter, we produced 349,000 vehicles in North America. The fourth quarter level included in this announcement takes us to 570,000 vehicles. Some of that boost in production is because of consumer response to the new fuel-efficient products that we've brought to the market. Probably the most recent is the 2010 Fusion and Fusion Hybrid, which have been great sellers ever since they were introduced in March. So it's a little bit of our own success in gaining market share in a tough market. But the icing on the cake has been this Cash for Clunkers program, which was really taking showroom traffic to levels we haven't seen in many, many months.
But let's put some perspective on this success. Are we actually talking about a profitable month for Ford?
Well, when we announce third quarter results in October, we'll certainly be able to provide an indication for how this level of production in the third and fourth quarter translates to profit and cash flow.
What does that mean?
For now,
What does that mean?
I have to tell you, I thought I heard more in your laugh than I did in what you just said. So if you can help me understand that.
Well, we certainly have made progress. Our second quarter results were just announced in late July. So it'll be another quarter before we have another announcement about profitability and cash. But we certainly are seeing our cash outburn decline in
the
these last several
quarters.
Cash outburn
decline. That means your numbers that are in the red, right?
That's right. We are still in the red in the second quarter, making great progress from where we were about three quarters ago. But
it kind of means you can see black from
sure.
here, right?
We certainly hope so that comes soon.
The cash outburn, I have to say, that is my takeaway phrase for the day. Although we actually have a takeaway question for you,
which is great.
We're asking listeners what it would take to get them behind the wheel of the Chevy Volt. So tell us, what would it take to get you there? $40,000.
Well, maybe not the Chevy. Let's not get him in trouble. Maybe not the Chevy Volt.
Oh, come on. I wanted to get him in trouble.
What would it take to get you behind a car that got 230 miles to the gallon?
And
well,
it's called
in the near
Volt.
Term, what I would do is buy a Ford Fusion Hybrid for quite a bit less than that. Provides more room, more range, and at a substantially less price. So that's what I would do.
That's George Pippas trying not to become one of the unemployed
you know what
in
that
Michigan.
Is? That's public relations outburn.
George Pippas is Ford Motor Company's U.S. sales analysis. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.